The theatre began its life in 1850 as a hotel, the Market Hotel, which served the Corn Exchange and the cattle market next door. And then in 1912, it was bought by John and James Simpkins, who spent 2 years converting it into a theatre. And then it opened on the 24th of August 1914. So we're coming up to the very exact day of our 100th birthday.
Over the time, has it had an impact on the local community?
Yeah, it's had a real impact on the local community. For the first sort of 40, 50, 60 years of its life, it was mainly a cinema. So with the rise of the lavish movies coming out of Hollywood, the cine variety aspect of the theatre declined and people came to the movies. And then in 1970s, it was almost lost. So the building was nearly sold and demolished to become a supermarket. But an action group was formed and the building was saved and bought and developed, this time into a theatre for the city. And since then, it's very much been the cultural hub of Winchester.
And would you say in general, for somewhere to be running as long as this place has been, would you say that's really good?
I think it's amazing, really, because for a 400-seat theatre, which is very sort of medium-sized, it's very difficult to make enough money from 400 seats to make huge profits. So it's always a struggle to keep this theatre running. It's obviously funded by the local authorities, but it shows that there's so much involvement from the local community, buying tickets, coming to youth theatre, coming to events and hiring the theatre for their own amateur productions. That people are involved on so many levels, and it really does contribute to the cultural life of the city.
Fabulous. And obviously they've got things like the Hat Fair and all these kind of things. Would you say, again, that all comes together as part of sort of it'll be the history of this place?
Yeah, that it's fantastic that the Hat Fair has come into our organisation in the last 2 years. It was almost a victim of its own success. Something that started as a buskers festival has become bigger and bigger and now needs a really embedded support structure to keep it going and deal with finances and marketing and so on. So it's just brilliant that the Hat Fair and the Theatre Royal now are under the same umbrella.
Do you know of any famous people that might have performed here?
Yeah, right from the early days, we've had people like Gracie Fields. That's a long, long time ago. That's kind of grandparents who remember Gracie Fields. And we've had Ronnie Corbett, and we've had Sir John Mills, and more recently, Bob Geldof in the last sort of 10, 15 years. And the people that really turn up for things these days are the comedy fans. So we've had Lee Evans, Jimmy Carr, Ricky Gervais, Tim Minchin, and that's the kind of thing that people love at the moment.
And would you say that's part of the reason why people keep coming back here? Because it's changing, it's developing, there's lots for people to see.
Yeah, there's always lots of people to see, and we really respond to what our audiences want to see. So we listen to them, and we see what's out there. Like recently, our comedy audiences have asked to see more female comedians. So in October, when we have the Winchester Comedy Festival, we will have two female comedians for people to come and enjoy.
Moving on to this Sunday, tell me a little bit about what's going to be going on the day.
Well, this is our big opportunity to say thank you to the community and to celebrate, which is such a landmark 100 years. So we're transforming the stage into a garden, and we're going to hold a garden party. The vintage open-top King Alfred bus will be running from the Broadway up to the theatre and round the one-way system, so you can hop on and off the bus. We'll be having entertainment and traditional garden games like coconut shy, hula hoops, fortune teller, and then we'll be cracking open the bubbly, cutting an enormous 100th birthday cake and sharing that with everyone who wants to drop in.